Good morning and welcome to MSP Dispatch Special Report. I'm Ray Rossini and this is your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. Today we're going to be covering the story of SuperOps.ai and their recent marketing efforts with their flash mobs at DattoCon. Originally, this was meant to be aired as an individual segment on Friday's MSP Dispatch. However, as we conducted more and more interviews with MSPs and ultimately the CEO of SuperOps.ai, we decided this would be best as a special report. First, we're going to lead off with interviews with MSPs Matthew Fox and Drew Hackworth. I'm joined by two MSPs, Matthew Fox, who was on the last episode. Thanks for coming back, Matthew.
Thank you for having me again.
And Mr. Drew Hackworth out of Florida. How are you doing, Drew?
Good to be here.
Absolutely. So we were talking about the SuperOps flash mob video, and you both had an opportunity to watch this already, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been watched more than once.
Yeah.
Okay. My eyebrow was stuck in a weird position for a little while, for like 45 minutes. I just couldn't get this face to stop.
Yeah, it was one of those faces where your mom said, it's going to stick like that if you don't.
Oh, yeah.
If you
can. And that's exactly like that. Why I wanted to bring you guys on, because that you are the intended audience for this, obviously. Not to both of these MSPs, I've watched it. For background, SuperOps planned this flash mob outside of DattoCon. And you can go Google and find the video for yourself, but it was basically talking about Datto going by in midst of the Kaseya purchase. You know, we'll start with you, Drew. You watched this. What was your first opinion here?
I mean, anybody who knows me knows I'm not a Kaseya apologist, whatever that word is. I'm in IT, not vocabulary. You know, at the end of the day, it's absolutely some of the cringiest content I think I've watched in a long time. You know, they were at an event that they didn't sponsor, that they didn't take part of, to basically just trash the vendor holding the event. It was, you know, it's I think we talked about this being the third time this had happened from them, and yes. Absolutely just bad publicity for them. I don't even seeing, you know, the first couple times it came out, the comments of people were not positive and were not encouraging. And then doubling down on it is such bad press and bad, you know, it's a bad look.
Well, it's bad, but it's also immature. You know, I have a tendency of going into schoolyard analogies, and this is the kid in class that thought they were a class clown, maybe poking fun at someone else. They got told by a classmate and were so embarrassed they doubled down on their activities. It doesn't make any sense. It's insulting to watch. As someone that's worked at an MSP for almost a decade now and has been dealing with MSP since 2005, I'll say it very, very outright. Not a company I would deal with. No. That's it. No. You know, they now, did a...
Let me ask you real quick, Matt, because you're in a special situation. Yes, you are the intended audience of this. Both of you are. The intended audience is to get MSPs to pay attention and become aware of SuperOps. And it's been said by some that no publicity is bad publicity. But Matt, you have your MSP focuses on creative agencies. You yourself have plenty of experience with creative agencies. So, you know, is that true? Is no publicity bad publicity?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's one of those things, it was like an engine that was just lurching forward. There is, of course, a bad thing is bad publicity. You know, Drew used the word cringe once already. And I think that's the only adjective you need to say that there is such a bad thing as bad publicity. And this is not going to be the kind of thing that gets forgotten. And like you said, it's the third instance of this type of activity taking place. And when you really kind of go back to before everything that we're talking about today, they put out a video about mental health. And when you look at it the first time, it's actually quite nice. There's no words in it. It's all about facial expressions and how you react to different situations in life around your job and everything. So I don't know how you do something like that and then turn around and do something like this. What happened to the thought process that involved the people from data who lost their jobs or were displaced because of this? What about their mental state? What about what they're going through right now? Makes it incredibly hypocritical to when you go back and look at that original video to the point where it holds no weight anymore.
And part of my curiosity here is, you know, prior and just for historical sake, yes, this is the third time they've done this. That originally, after the announcement of the Datto acquisition by Kaseya, the announcement that it was going to happen, the open letter, the infamous open letter meme on Reddit, RMSP with the sad face, Mark Kroll, who was a VP over at SuperOps, he had printed shirts with the sad face or the frowny face and gave it to his staff at a conference. And he posted a LinkedIn picture of this. He refused to come on air and talk about it. He's no longer with SuperOps, but that was strike one. Strike two was they put up an entire website of Goodbye Datto with RIP and all the things that supposedly Kaseya purchased companies failed to do or whatever their shortcomings were. But, and again, it's neither here nor there, but this is round three of it. It is very squarely pointed at Datto and Kaseya. And it's odd to me because prior to this, prior to the acquisition announcement, there was no SuperOps mentioning of either party ever. And it's not like Kaseya's brand recognition changed with Datto. Kaseya's had their own brand recognition for a long time, good, bad, or otherwise. We're not picking sides here.
Just for the record, I was aware of Kaseya as a company 4 years before even entering the MSP space.
Right. And that's the thing. It's not a... Kaseya's business practices, and there's detractors, and there's, you know, people who are pro Kaseya. That's fine, but it's not like it changed with the Datto purchase. But SuperOps never had a word to say about any of the other company acquisitions. But it seems like this was the point, and they're not saying this about ConnectWise. They're not saying this about Synchro. They're not saying this about Ninja.
There's no reason for them to say it because there's no opportunity for them to play on the fears of existing customers who may want to find another solution. That's all it is.
And it's opportunistic, absolutely.
Would this kind of advertising ever make you, Drew, want to go learn more about this company?
Only for the sake of wanting to know who I'm not doing business with in the future. We're in an industry of trust. We're in an industry of you know, where one thing affects one person negatively affects it all usually because we're all either dealing with the situation or the blowback from it. It's not a company that I would want to align myself with.
Yeah, not at all. Two words, Crystal Pepsi.
It was just regular Pepsi without dye. But in high school, I did like Crystal Pepsi more, even though I don't like Pepsi. Yes, I know. I'm easily confused. But that's all the time we have. Drew, Matt, thank you so much. We appreciate it. To you, MSP audience, tell us in the comments. Tell us, you know, what your thoughts are. There is some points of view that think that this is going to get you to go examine their website and go learn about them and go see that, you know, maybe you want to do business with them. Everything I've found points squarely the opposite direction. But tell me I'm wrong. Anyway, until next time, thank you so much, Drew. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Matt.
Next, we'll have reactions from MSP Scott Serafin of Sparrow Technologies.
I'm Ray Rossini, and we're getting more MSP opinions watching the SuperOps flash mob over at DattoCon. Joining me is Scott. Scott, can you introduce yourself and where you're from?
Yeah, hey, I'm Scott. I'm with Sparrow Tech. We're MSP based out of Colorado.
Awesome. And he runs the one-man MSP Discord server, which I'm part of, and definitely, we'll put a link in the chat to go, you know, go over there and hang out. So we appreciate it. So Scott, you had an opportunity to, before we talk about your reaction to the video, can we get some background on your awareness of SuperOps? Do you know what they are? Do you know what they do?
Very limited insight into what they do. I assume I've seen their ads on Reddit and I've scrolled past them many times before, but I assume that they're some type of MSP based products for RMM or something like that, but I honestly have no idea.
Okay. So they are a PSA and RMM vendor, kind of combined all in one kind of thing. One of the newer products to market, and their focus is on MSP, hence the anti-Kaseya Datto stuff they've been posting. So you had a chance to watch the video.
Yeah.
What was your first reaction?
First reaction was, what the fuck am I watching? I don't know. I didn't know what the face was. Like, who's the face that they had printed on the paper there?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. I watched that a couple times. I couldn't tell myself. Does this, you know, it's been said that, you know, these kind of events are to get awareness and get you talking about them, and there's no such thing as bad publicity. Does this make you want to go check out their website and maybe jump on a sales call with them?
No, not really at all. No, it kind of does the opposite still. It was really cringy to watch, honestly.
Yeah. We've heard that from some others. Do you see them, you know, I'm hoping this is not their only marketing effort. You said you see the ads in their Reddit space, on RMSP sub and wherever else in Reddit. Do those ads call out to you? Is there anything that catches your eye, or maybe your cat's
eye? No, I mean, I'm already a Datto customer personally. So, you know, I'm in a contract with them anyway. So I haven't really even thought about shopping around yet until Kaseya maybe tanks them or not. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens. But I've checked out their webpage when they did the Datto bash or the Kaseya bash thing back when the acquisition was announced. And I scrolled through that page and cringed at that point too, of the bad taste that it was. So far, I think just the attack campaign is not an effective marketing strategy, at least not for my interest. So
that's a good point. You're already a Datto user. You were a Datto user pre-acquisition. The whole acquisition's announced, and you know, you have your feelings on it one way or the other. I don't want to get into that. You know, because everybody's expressed feelings on that already. But you saw the Goodbye Datto website. You saw the attack at that point, and I guess that was trying to take advantage of people's emotions during the announcement. Did it? You said it felt cringy. Did that? Did you feel you were maybe being taken advantage of at that point? Or was there, I mean, did it elicit anything other than just shock and awe?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. The webpage didn't really do much for me besides just, I felt bad for them that was how they were trying to, you know, take advantage of the situation to try and get attention, basically. And I think it worked for the week that it was popular, and then they just sort of died off again. I haven't heard about them until now, until this flash mob thing. And then this just seems like another vain attempt to get attention, rather than, you know, trying to showcase how they're better than Datto or better than Kaseya or whatever. And I don't know, just like wishing farewell to a competing product just seems interesting as well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in. There's a lot to be said. I've yet to find someone saying something good about it, but
yeah.
Either way, I appreciate you coming on, Scott. You know, it's I don't even know. I'm at a loss for words, and that doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
anyway, we'll put Scott's contact information in the links below, as well as the link to the Discord. Thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And finally, we wanted to get a word directly from the CEO and co-founder of SuperOps.ai, Mr. Arvind Partaban. We wanted to ask him directly, what were the thoughts behind the marketing efforts? What was he hoping to accomplish? And many more questions. Here's that interview. Today, I'm joined by CEO and co-founder of SuperOps AI, Mr. Arvind Partaban. He's going to be talking to us about SuperOps and the marketing efforts and the recent stuff in the news. So thanks for joining us, Arvind. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and good to be here.
Absolutely. So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and your background and how you got here?
Awesome. So I am an engineer by accident. I did my, in India, we do our engineering and then decide what to do next. So I did my engineering, realized I'm really bad at coding, and then became a pre-sales engineer. Spent 17 years in the IT industry. I've been a marketer, pre-sales engineer in a company called Zoho, where I used to build a product called Service Desk Plus, which is for IT and for the MSPs. So after 10 years, I started a company called Zarget, which I sold it eventually to Freshworks for $300 million, got a good exit. And very proud marketer, I'm the guy who flew the blimp on top of Salesforce Star against Freshworks Salesforce campaign. Wanted to start again this time in IT. So the pandemic happened, and we really, when we did our research, we found that the MSP space is an interesting space, which was like kind of waiting for disruption, and there was a big opportunity for a player to come and disrupt the space. So we thought, instead of IT, let's do the same thing what we have learned for 17 years in IT space and build product for MSP. So that's the whole idea behind starting Suprops.ai. So to start a company which is going to build product for the next 10 years.
Okay, that's awesome. So you've been doing this a long time. That's good. What is, so the 30-second elevator pitch, what is Suprops AI?
So Suprops.ai is a PSA and RMM platform. Today, it's a unified PSA and RMM platform, but goes without saying the name Suprops.ai. AI, a lot of times people look at it as a feature, right? So there is the saying of software was eaten by SaaS. Now SaaS is being eaten by AI. The whole SaaS industry is rethinking the pain points on how we can address it with AI. So the way we are building our product is, it's unified PSA RMM platform now, but in the future, it's going to be completely AI automated PSA and RMM platform for the future.
Okay. And what is your target audience? For PSA RMM, your target audience would be MSPs, enterprise IT. Who's your target market?
So initially, it's going to be SMB and mid-market. So our sweet spot is to small MSPs to mid-market companies. So eventually, we want to get to large MSPs, but for the first few years, we are going to focus only on SMB and mid-market.
Okay, sounds good. And what are the, you know, I brought you on specifically to talk about your recent marketing efforts. Can you describe with this go around with Suprops.ai, what is your marketing plan? What is your, you know, if you had to give it a theme, what are you going for?
So we have been very clear from day one, right? So we could have started a complementary product, and it's not about making money. It's not about just making some small product where we make a profitable business. This is about disrupting the space. So this is a space been forever, almost vendors been there from 30 years, and not much of innovation has been happening. So I used to be with Service Desk Plus, and I saw the space in 2012 when I built a product for MSP. Nothing much has changed from 2012 to now, right? That's a very scary thing. And that's the reason why we wanted to enter the space. So what we don't want to shy away that we are going to disrupt the space. We want to, at least that vision is to disrupt the space and build something for the future. So we are very clear on that. And regarding the marketing campaign, right? I personally love Datto, right? Like when I used to work for, and then I saw Autotask, the customers, the way customers love Datto. We have all seen it for over a decade. Like there is a passion and love from the customers. And when I wanted to build a company, I wanted to build a company like Datto, right?
Okay.
But when this acquisition happened, to be very honest, it didn't make sense, right? It's not, see, in my mind, acquisition is I sold a company to Freshworks. It was a complementary product, a marketing automation product integrating with a CRM. It's a natural combination. So either you acquire for a complementary product, or you acquire for the IP, or you acquire for the employees, the technical right. resources.
Yeah, the acquihire.
This acquisition didn't make sense. It's like apple to apple. The PSA RMM, they have every feature, every product. It didn't make sense at all. So it naturally, I feel that it's just that Datto is going to be suppressed, and eventually it is going to be sold to spares. And the victim here is the customers. That's what I felt. And this acquisition for me didn't make sense at all. And going with the history of Kaseya, I don't see a future for Datto. Maybe today people say that they're going to keep Datto and they're going to invest, but in my mind, the acquisition didn't make sense at all. So when this acquisition happened, I didn't raise my opinion. I basically went back to the Reddit, and whatever Reddit threads where we posted and we wanted to give an out for Datto and say that, hey, we love Datto and the customers are paying the price, and we just expressed that comment. You won't believe it. So there was some comments in the thread in Reddit which was against us. 500 plus Datto customers reached out to us.
Okay. So, and that's what I wanted to ask you, the actual end results of this, because as I'm sure you know, I'm one of the moderators of our MSP, and you know, it's yeah. And so we get stuff from there and other areas of the community. I did pull other MSPs about, you know, how they felt about this last, the two flash mobs that were done, how they felt about the previous one, the website, the goodbyedatto.com. You know, there was a lot of remarks, but I wanted to make sure I got the other side. I wanted to make sure, because, you know, at the end of the day, all marketing is to get people to come to your front door. So in your eyes, even with the negative comments, do you feel it was a success as far as getting, okay.
I'll add two more points to it, right? So I was very careful before doing the second campaign. So first campaign, we got 500 plus response from Datto customers. And before doing the second one, I kind of had a meetup in London with a closed room meetup with a lot of MSPs. And I publicly went and asked them saying that this is my vision. I want to disrupt the space. And the idea is US is a free market. And this is not new. This is like Pepsi versus Coke, Wendy's. And we have been seeing this in a lot of industries. This kind of marketing activity is very common in every industry. Why it should not be in the MSP space, right? We are not saying anything ill about any company. We are just bringing Reddit points. And we are not shying away from speaking up. Marketing against the competitor is a normal thing. It's a tradition of US from the Coke days to PC versus Mac. And this has been happening for over years and years everywhere. Why should it not be in MSP? So we kind of spoke to a group full of MSPs in London and asked them, do you think we are doing anything wrong? Should we continue doing it? And we had a very detailed discussion for almost an hour. The end result of that meeting was they allowed it, and they allowed that we are speaking up, and we are not, like most of the companies, one of the points they said that, like, you're not afraid to be acquired, right? You don't want an exit option. That's what they said. It was a conversation, right? So we really want to make a difference in the industry. And a room full of MSP said, we will stand by you when you do it, right? So definitely the Reddit forum was not so favorable to us, but outcome-wise, it was done. Even this campaign, the flash mob, Datto employees reached out to us and they said, we need the t-shirts. Right.
So let me ask you something. The, you know, looking at this, and yes, I completely get, you stated you had a love for Datto prior to the acquisition. And that was one of my biggest questions. You know, Kaseya hasn't changed their, I mean, they have changed their business practices a little bit publicly, but, you know, Kaseya has kind of continued the same path for many years already under Fred Vakola's leadership. If you're, gripes are against the way Kaseya handles things, why not say anything against Kaseya? Why has it only been limited to specifically the Datto people that are now under the Kaseya arm? You get what I'm saying? There's multiple players. There's ConnectWise, there's Datto, there's Kaseya. Why is it solely focused on the Datto people that are now being assumed under Kaseya?
So my thought process here is, see, we need to, there are a lot of vendors in the PSA RMM space, from ConnectWise to Synchro to Atera to so many. That is a game of product, right? Where you build a great product. We say that I have these features. The competitors say they have better. Whoever better wins, right? That's a very simple, plain vanilla strategy. Datto customers are crying for help. Like, you can see the forums there. Even before doing this flash mob, we saw the whole Reddit forum on how, whether they want to go to this event or not. You saw the Datto CEO's post, right? So here somebody has to speak up. Nobody is speaking up. So that's the reason why we are doing this campaign. So there are two things. One is marketing and winning. It should be product play. Other is raising an opinion and standing up. This is basically against Kaseya, not against Datto.
I got it. So you feel you're doing, you're almost taking up the mantle for the people that are being done a disservice by the acquisition, if I were to summarize. You feel you're being their champion. Okay. So I do have some of the MSPs that I interviewed prior to this, and I did reach out to the ones you had on the goodbyedatto.com website. I reached out to them too, because I want to make sure I had both sides of it, trying to be as fair as possible. But I want to read to you some of the responses. I've had, because this is a rare opportunity where I want to give you the opportunity to respond, right? To give your side of it. And we all know that, you know, and I'm the first to admit this, our MSP, with the responses, sometimes it can become an echo chamber and can become a mob of people saying the same thing over and over. So I want to be fair to everybody. So I want to give you your due opportunity. One of the most vocal people, Jason Slagle, wrote out an actual open letter to superops.ai, quoting, "I get it. You see an opportunity. You see a meme that you didn't even create. You're going to capitalize on it. But stop and consider for a second the type of business practices that Kaseya engaged in that has drawn the ire from this community. The and deceptive sales and marketing practices, various forms of ambulance chasing, predatory contracts. You are engaging in these tactics. You're creating accounts to spam the Reddit with the site. You have taken to purchasing ads after multiple accounts have been banned. You've taken a meme which you did not originate and printed on shirts. You've earned yourself a spot on the Jason will never do business with you wall of shame." And this has several other responses in there. I'm sure you've seen them already. What do you say to that, to those people that are so, it's not that they're just not interested. They're so vehemently against these marketing actions. What do you say to that?
So I'll break it down into three questions, right? So one is, why is it wrong? Why do you think that doing a marketing campaign? So we all our answers were from Reddit. It was not just that one smiley. If you see the page Datto campaign, I specifically said we are not going to say any opinion. We are going to just bring the opinion from the Reddit forum and put it in the website. So why is that comment alone being questioned? Because all the comments, all the outcries were being listed in our website, and nothing was from me or my employees there. We didn't post any opinion. All the comments were screenshots of the Datto of the Reddit forum. Why is this alone being pointed out? So we very clearly said that we are just going to showcase the Reddit outcries. So this was one of the outcries. This was the most viral one. And I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just republishing it. Right? So they didn't understand the purpose. Like if it is my statement, it would have been on my quote. You could have gone and seen my website. I didn't give any quote or comment about that question. We just showed the comment. So they misunderstood that we are trying to take credit for that forum, but we are not trying to take credit. We are just publishing the Reddit comment. So that's what we said in the, that's the first answer. Second is, I kind of feel that we have been not fairly treated in the Reddit comments, right? To be very honest, we didn't create fake profiles.
Okay.
We were not given an opportunity to talk. Any comments which were posted and was downvoted and it was deleted, we never got an opportunity to explain ourselves there. We gave up. In fact, I asked one question to the moderators to be really, really giving us an opportunity here, because there were anti-national comments, racist comments that were allowed. That is much more severe, painful problem in industry like this than we stealing an emoji or something like that, right? There have been anti-national comments. Why those comments were not deleted? Right. So, I feel that we were not treated well there.
No, and I can only, I can tell you on that end, you know, we don't stand by, and in this case, I am speaking for the Reddit moderators, being one of them, but we've had this conversation ad nauseum. We have no, one of the things we've tried specifically to go after is the hate speech, is the trolling, the anger, the attacks. So there is no place for acts or comments against anyone that go after them personally based on race, religion, creed, sex, or anything else, including nationalism, absolutely. We don't support any of that. So if there's cases, absolutely. You know how to reach out to me privately. Hit me up privately, but I can say it publicly. We absolutely have no tolerance for people attacking anybody based on where they live or what ethnicity they are. That's absolutely not something we support in any fashion.
Last point, for that comment. So I if our intentions were really not to actually take credit from a campaign which someone else did, our intentions were just to highlight. So if it had come across like that, I'm happy to send a personal letter or apologize to them, right? But it's intention on the whole. You can go back to the website even now. There is no one single comment from us. It was just Reddit comments which are posted there.
Okay. So with that, the previous marketing attempts, first with the shirts that at the conference that Mark Kroll had put in his LinkedIn picture with the frowny face, and then the goodbyedatto.com, and now the two flash mobs. These are, I have to give them credit for being out of the box marketing efforts, right? Absolutely. We're always trying to do something different, especially as a vendor myself, we're always trying to do something different to grab people's eyes. Some would say it might be in poor taste to go to someone else's conference and use their platform as something for yourself. Similarly to if Datto were to go to, you know, a super ops event, or if they were to replay the previous stuff, and use that for their benefit, it might be seen as poor taste. Do you feel that way? Do you, I mean, obviously I can't imagine you feel it's a poor question. Taste. What do you, what's your response to that?
It's a very good question. See, we wanted to be in our bounds. So the idea was to go, tell that we miss Datto. Datto is not Datto anymore. It was not a lead gen activity where we went and tried to collect leads or try to convert Datto customer here. We were very clear. If you see, there was not even a single SuperOps employee on the floor. It was just a bunch of dancers just saying that we missed Datto. They danced outside without disturbing anybody. Just put a smile in their face. We say we missed Datto. We share the sentiment with the customers, come back, right? If it was to be an aggressive campaign, we could have been giving flyers, asking, collecting lead gen, trying to convert customers. We could have done a lot of things, right? Our right. objective is not to go and do a distasteful thing. Just put a smile in the place, people dancing, watch it, and we just say we missed that. It was a message we wanted to send. We are not trying to disrupt, or we are not trying to create chaos there, right? We have done... I have done a campaign against Salesforce where Mark Benioff, he said, this guy needs a raise, right? We literally threw a blimp on top of Salesforce, right? That is aggressive marketing. So here we didn't want to go and disrupt it. We just wanted to leave a message, right? So it's a, see, US, the one thing which should be proud in about US is it's a free market. Leaving a message is not wrong. I think we need to understand that we are not trying to do something below the belt there. We need to accept these kind of marketing. Coke and Pepsi have been doing it for almost 50 years now. So,
yeah. Okay. No, and I will say, watching the two flash mobs, it's almost impossible not to watch it and dance along in your chair along with it. You know, and that was one of the feedbacks from one of the MSPs, Matt Fox, that we interviewed, where he had made the comment where if, you know, just the music, the flash mob, the idea of, you know, doing this that bring cheery good times, especially, you know, everybody's had rough times the last couple of years, bring that, there's benefit to it. It was fun, but, you know, and then there's always the anti-Datto, not anti-Datto, yeah. Because in your, I think I'm, if I'm paraphrasing correctly, you're pro-Datto, you're anti-Datto acquisition. Right?
Exactly.
Which, you know, and I don't think that has been clear, at least from the people I've spoken to, but that's been part of the question of, you know, why so hyper-targeted Datto? And it wasn't clear up to now that you had this love for Datto pre-acquisition, and that, you know, so it almost feels like you're taking it personally. And, you know, some of these acts, you know, would that be fair to say that, you know, you have a personal interest in this?
As I started the interview, like, I want to build a company like Datto, where the customers love for you. End of the day, see, it's about the customer love and what you're trying to. I have been a fan of Datto, and in this campaign is we miss Datto. It was not anti-Datto, so I want to make it very clear.
Okay, fair enough. And yeah. I want to ask you one other point before I forget. You did run a series of campaigns. I don't remember if it was earlier this year or late last year, where you interviewed, not you, but your team interviewed a bunch of people, other vendors of note in the channel, talking about mental health and you know, empathy and that, being aware. That was highly praised as, you know, having you know, the company with a heart, right? Having a company where, you know, taking of these things into interest. It's not just about technology. It's about the people. So, but you have to understand there is, it has been brought to attention that my attention that there's a stark contrast between the emotional empathy people talking about mental health and then the people making attacks against another vendor. Do you feel that, you know, the same company can have those two different messages?
So I'll ask you this, right? So isn't speaking up a right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. We are just speaking up. Nobody in the industry is ready to speak up, and we are speaking up and we are proud of it. We are the same company who are standing up for the reasons we think is right. And it is the same company. We have the empathy, and I'm not going to say that what we did is something against mental health. I'll ask you this question. What if, hypothetical question, what if after 2 years, Datto product is given end of life? Mm-hmm. If I am right after 2 years, who was the only company who was speaking up?
No, I understand. So, and I think that's why I wanted to do this interview. You've brought a couple things to light that I don't think people were getting from the messaging. So it's important to hear it directly from you. Maybe it'll change some minds, maybe it won't, but at least the word is out there and that's important. And I think, you know, I've taken enough of your time. Thank you so much for this time. I appreciate you. Is there anything else you want to leave our audience with before I let you go?
Really, thanks for having me and giving me an opportunity to explain this. I just want to emphasize this. We are not trying to make or hurt anybody in this. So it was just pure play marketing, speaking up and establishing our brand. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all she wrote. Thanks for listening to this special report of MSP Dispatch. As always, we want to hear from you. Let us know, does this change your point of mind, your point of view? Do you think now you're going to see the product differently based on where the CEO is coming from? Do you still feel how you're feeling before hearing this, or has your perspective changed? Will it ultimately get you to sign up for a new product? We're curious. Let us know in the comments below. Shoot us an email, news@mspmedia.tv. Throw us a voicemail, 833-MSP-Network, or just drop it in the comments below and we'll bring it up on Friday's episode. Until next time, thanks for joining MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.